Good morning. It's Ashley with another Hampton Roads Perspective, and this morning I am here with Kyle Bell from Berkshire Hathaway Town Realty to talk about a pretty exciting event coming up, a cobia fishing tournament benefiting the Gorilla Wrestling Association. So how are you today, Kyle?
I'm doing good. How are you, Ashley?
I'm great. First of all, thank you for coming in. You came all the way from Gloucester, so I know that's a little hike for you. If you could, can you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, my name is Kyle Bell. I'm a realtor with Berkshire Hathaway Town Realty. I'm also the head wrestling coach for the Gorilla Wrestling Association.
And where is your wrestling team located? Is it a travel wrestling league?
The team is located in Gloucester, Virginia. We wrestle at the high school.
Okay, Gloucester
But we do
high
travel all over. Yes, ma'am, Gloucester High School. We travel all over, you know, Virginia. We go down into North Carolina. I have kids that wrestle up in Maryland,
wow,
as far as Ohio. We just had a bunch of kids go and wrestle in Tennessee this past weekend.
How long have you been with this program?
Well, I wrestled for Gloucester High School my senior year of high school, but I took over the program 3 years ago.
And why did you decide to take it over?
The opportunity came up, and we found out I was having a little boy, my first son.
And of course, you had to be a wrestler, you were saying.
Well, I'm hoping.
Yeah.
Can't force it on him. But yeah, I would love for him to wrestle. Took it over 3 years ago. Myself and five other board members took over the club. And, you know, we've actually done very well so far.
That was going to be my next question. How did your team do this past season?
We did really well. We won the Sova League Championship, which is a league that encompasses the Northern Neck area and Peninsula and parts of Williamsburg. And we took first time we've won it since the 90s. This year, we took 11th at the state tournament out of 158 teams. It's the best we've done in a really long time. We also had two girls state champions. Gloucester High School had a state champion at 220, Cameron Walker. At AAU States, we had several more state champions. This past season was really good. Couldn't ask for a better season.
Now, because you wrestled in high school and, you know, maybe before that, is that what got you into coaching, basically? You wanted to continue it?
Yes. So I actually started wrestling way before that. I was fifth or sixth grade and wrestled all the way up, and then, you know, it kind of becomes a part of your life. Everything you do, some way or another, falls back to wrestling as far as confidence, knowing what you can and can't do. It's a little different from a lot of sports. It's an individual sport. It's you and your opponent and a referee on the mat. You know, it's, you can't blame it on anybody. It's solely on your shoulders whether you win or lose. And I think that teaches a lot of stuff about life.
And so you want to teach your kids basically all of the life lessons that you've learned while being a wrestler, you know, most of your life. And so, you know, you took over the Gorilla Wrestling Association and you have this fishing tournament coming up to benefit them. So let's go right into this cobia fishing tournament. When and where is this event?
Well, the tournament is June 2nd. Weigh-ins will be at Crown Point Marina in Gloucester, Virginia. That's located at 9737 Cook's Landing Road in Hayes, Virginia, 23072. But you don't have to leave out of the marina. So lines in at 6 a.m. on June 2nd. You can leave from wherever you want, but you have to weigh in at Crown Point. And weigh-ins start at 3 o'clock. You have to be in line with your fish by 5 p.m. And there's also a captain's meeting the night before on June 1st at Crown Point. That is a mandatory meeting that at least one person from each vessel needs to show up.
How can you register to register a boat, a team, into the tournament?
The easiest way to do that would be to go to www.cobiaeastcoastchampionship.com. From there, you can find my contact information. You can also look it up on Facebook. There's a Facebook site for it as well. Through that, you can direct message me. They'll also have my contact information if you want to call or text / email.
And how much does it cost to enter?
It's going to be $250
to
enter. And then we also have sponsorship programs and stuff too.
How can a business sponsor this tournament? I know there's many different ways. So can we go over that a little bit for our listeners?
Yeah, I'd love to. So we have four different levels. We have a platinum, diamond, gold, and silver. So we'll start with the silver at the bottom. A silver sponsorship is $500. It includes one boat registration, honorable mention with sponsorships names on a signage, and also a small logo on the shirt. Then you go up to gold, which is $1,000. That includes two boat registrations, captain's bucket, t-shirt, advertising with sponsorships name listed on the signage, your logo will go on the t-shirt and the website. Then you have a Diamonds 2000 that includes 3 boat registrations, maximum advertisement with sponsorships name listed on the signage, t-shirts, that kind of stuff. And then we have the Platinum. It's 3000. That comes with 4 boat registrations. Then you get your own banners and everything. You get the big logos on the shirt. You're also at the top of the sponsorship page on the website. Now, with those boat registrations, you can actually gift those. So let's say your company, say Intercom, wanted to do a $3,000 Platinum sponsorship and nobody wants to fish it.
Mm-hmm.
So you can actually gift those to other clients that you have that do a lot of business with y'all. Wow. So here you go. Here's a free entry to this Cobia fishing tournament.
Now, I know there's some deadlines. For example, if a sponsor wants to be on t-shirts or any signage, what is the deadline for that?
Yeah, so for the deadline to get on the t-shirts and the signage would be May 10th.
Okay.
Now, if you want to be a Platinum and you had your own banner, that would still go up at the tournament.
Okay. In this fishing tournament, there's going to be prizes, I would imagine. What kind of prizes are we looking at here?
Well, for first place, you're going to get $5,000 plus a big trophy.
Wow.
Yes, it's a good payout. Second place is $2,500. Third place is $1,200. Fourth place is $800. And fifth place is $5,000. Now, we are placing 6th through 10th. We haven't came up with the prizes for that yet. That's going to depend on what kind of prizes and stuff we can come up with the sponsorships.
Do you have to be fishing savvy to be involved in this? I'm sure there's some people listening right now saying, wow, I really want to benefit this, but I have no idea when it comes to fishing.
Yeah, you don't have to be super into fishing to actually do this one. It's in the beginning of the season for Cobia. So Cobia season actually starts on June 1st.
Okay.
So this actually held on the second day. Mm-hmm. The waters are still a little cold at that time, so they'll be a little deeper.
Mm-hmm.
So normally the fishermen around here, they chum for the fish. So basically you anchor your boat up, throw out some chum bags, mm-hmm. and sit there and have a beer and wait for the fish to bite.
So is this the first time you've done this fishing tournament?
Yes, ma'am. My first time ever putting on a fishing tournament.
And, wow.
It's been quite the journey so far.
Well, all of your flyers look fancy. You have all of your information put together. It seems like you definitely know what you're doing here. So I also see that there's an after party.
So the after party is going to be at Crown Point Marina, and it's going to start at 4 p.m. We're going to have a band, a bunch of raffles that you can enter.
Mm-hmm.
And for $25, it's all you can eat and drink. There'll be barbecue and stuff like that. And we're going to have a beer trailer to where you can, you have to be 21, of course, but it should be a good time. And that's going to go till 9 p.m.
And so if you don't participate in the fishing tournament part, you can actually attend the after party.
Of course.
Pay $25. Is it all you can eat barbecue, or is it like just have cash type of thing, like cash bar and food?
No, $25 all you can eat and drink.
I might have to cross the bridge to come over there for this party then.
It's going to be a good time.
So what exactly are you looking for? Is there anything left in your planning for this tournament, this event, this party that you may need assistance with?
Yeah, so volunteers are always welcome. Definitely use a lot more volunteers. But right now, we're really looking for people to sign up and sponsorships. Most of this stuff, everything that you're looking at right now, I've paid for out of pocket.
Mm-hmm.
The website and all that, which is fine. We need to raise at least $15,000 to $18,000 to pay for the tournament. That way, we can actually have something to donate to the wrestling club.
So that's your overall goal is $15,000 to $18,000?
To raise.
Okay.
Anything over a dollar to give to the wrestling club.
Of course,
helps.
But you always have a goal. You have a goal.
Yes,
in mind.
We'd like to raise at least $5,000 for the wrestling team. You know, there's a lot of kids in our area that the families can't always afford to do the wrestling, to join. Joining is not so much the expensive part. It's the tournaments. There's tournaments every weekend.
Mm-hmm. Traveling, equipment.
Yes, it gets really expensive. You know, if you have a tournament Saturday and Sunday, you're looking at registration fees for one tournament anywhere from $25 to $35. And, you know, like I said, we go out of state, you know,
staying
a lot
in
of
a
tournaments
hotel.
In Richmond. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And we try to bunk up as much as possible. But it's a really big team. We have over 70 kids this past season.
Uh-huh.
So it can get really expensive really quick, especially if you have multiple kids wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to make it to where, you know, the parents' financial situation is not hindering the kids being able to wrestle.
What made you want to do that? What made you decide that you wanted to help and give back in such way?
Just seeing there's kids on the team that you know, the parents just don't have the money for it. And these mm-hmm. kids have futures in wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
They're so good and they try so hard. My son's not even old enough to wrestle yet, but I help out as much as I can financially with the parents and anybody that needs it, you know, as far as rides, staying in the hotels with me, any way I can.
To get back.
Yes, you know, there were coaches and stuff where I was coming up that traveled all over the country with me. And, you know, that you definitely don't make any money coaching, that's for sure. But they gave up their time for me, and now it's my turn.
Again, I'm sitting here with Kyle Bell talking about a benefit he has coming up, a Cobia Fishing Tournament benefiting the Gorilla Wrestling Association. If someone wants to get more information specifically on your team, the organization, how can they do that?
The easiest way would probably go to our Facebook page, the Gorilla Wrestling Association. There you can read all the comments and everything and see how the kids have done. Follow us on Facebook would probably be the easiest way. Our website, depending on who's managing it, is up and down. but sometimes you can read about us in the local papers and stuff.
Okay.
The team is really good.
And if you want more information specifically on the fishing tournament, would you find it on your Facebook page?
Of course, yes. You can go to Cobia East Coast Championship on Facebook, or you can go to Kyle Bell Holmes, and you'll find plenty of information on there. There's also flyers all over the place. We have them from Virginia Beach up to Tappahannock.
This interview airing today, which is May 6th, may seem a little early to some of you listening right now, but actually the deadline to register is in May, correct?
Yes, it's May 31st at midnight.
Say you don't have a boat, but you really want to fish. How is that a possibility for anyone? Or
yeah, I mean, long as
making friends with people.
Yes, okay. So make friends with people would probably be pretty easy. I actually had a guy email me. He wants to do the tournament in a kayak. Now I don't know if you've ever seen a cobia. Some of these things are huge.
Yeah.
So he's going out in the kayak. I think that's awesome. So if you wanted to go from a pier, as long as you're registered, you know, I guess I would need the name of the pier.
Yeah.
don't
a tube.
Cheat.
Maybe you want to go out on a tube or something.
Why not? I mean, it would be fun.
Yeah.
Some of those kayaks, though, those guys can stand straight up in them.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they're
not me. After a few beers, I'm good. I don't want to do that.
I hear you. Just swimming with the fishes after that.
Is there anything else that you would want to leave with Hampton Roads in regards to your association, wrestling in general, the fishing tournament, anything at all?
Yeah. You know, I plan on this being an annual event. If it does really well, you know, if we're raising 15 grand or more, I don't see where my team would need all that money. So if other teams in the future, if they want to get together to help on this, you know, the ultimate goal of any coach, I believe, is to make sure that every kid,
mm-hmm.
boy or girl, has the opportunity to wrestle. And, you know, wrestling is really big out here in Virginia Beach. And especially up north, Richmond. But there's people that need help.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything costs a lot of money these days. Seems like everything's out to make money.
Mm-hmm.
But generally, if we can get enough help, you know, there's no reason why we can't have better uniforms, better equipment, newer mats. The kids that can't afford it with, you know, events like this, now they have the opportunity.
Well, thank you so much, Kyle, for coming in this morning to talk about this great event. Again, if you would like more information, you can visit their Facebook page, but to make it even easier for you, you can text the word FISH, F-I-S-H, to 757-104. I will send a link straight to your phone along with all of the information in regards to this. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.